This letter indicating follow-up progress notification in Burkhardt, BECKHARDT, Catherine K. ATH, LEEN, date of birth 11-16-1957, place which occurred Charles Village, date of service 3-17-2024. Patient seen in a follow-up monthly visit at the nursing rehab. Patient doing well. She didn't have any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, feeling tired. And no nausea, no vomiting, no cough, no congestion. On examination, patient is awake, alert, and time 3, cooperative, morbidly obese, and blood pressure is 124/86, pulse 72, respiration 18, neck supple, empty, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart testness 2, abdomen is soft, non-tender bronchial positive, obese, extremity chronic edema, but there is no cough tenderness. Neuro, she is awake, alert, and time 3, ambulatory dysfunction. Medicine review lab, reviewed assessment, history of conjunctivitis, being followed by ophthalmology clinic, next line ambulatory dysfunction, next line morbid obesity, next line severe osteoarthritis involving multiple joints, next line GERD, next line COPD, next line hypertension, next line medication reviewed, lab reviewed, care plan discussed with the patient, continue current care. Next patient is Brown, B-R-O-W-N, Brown, TESS, T-E-S. Date of birth for this patient is 11-26-1957, place future care, Char Village, date of service 2/28/2023. Patient seen at the nursing home today, 2/28/2024. Patient seen at the Charles Village nursing home today for follow-up. She didn't have any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. And she is cooperative with the staff taking her medications. On examination, patient is awake. She's alert. She has expressive aphasia due to stroke. Not able to express herself. Her blood pressure is 114/68. Pulse 68, respiration 18, neck supple is empty, chest non-tender, lungs are clear, heart SMS 2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bronchial positive, extremities no edema, neuro patient is awake, she is alert, ambulatory dysfunction, she is wheelchair bound, and lab reviewed, medication reviewed, assessment number 1, CVA with ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, hemiplegia due to stroke. Next line, atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Next line, dysarthria due to CVA. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, history of fracture nasal bone. And the history of diabetes mellitus and asthma. Plan of care, medicine reviewed, lab reviewed. Will continue all her current medications. Next is the same patient, Brown, BROWN test, TESS, date of service 3-16-2024. Patient seen as a follow-up in subacute rehab. Patient has been doing well. She has no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. Fast history number 1, CVA with the right side weakness. Next line, CAD. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, hypertension. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Physical exam, patient awake, alert, cooperative, expressive aphasia, blood pressure 120/68, respiration 18, pulse 62, respiration 18, and temperature 97.4 Fahrenheit. Head arrhythmia, cardiomyopathic, cardiogenic, neck supple, nasivity, chest non-tender, lungs clear, heart SMS 2, abdomen soft, non-tender, bronchial positive, extremity, no edema, neuro, she's awake, alert, expressive aphasia, wheelchair bound, difficulty ambulation, and assessment number 1, CVA, next line, diabetes, next line, hypertension, next line, ambulatory dysfunction, next line, history of asthma, next line, plan of care, medications reviewed, lab reviewed, will continue all her current medications. She has a small area of scalp dermatitis that has significantly improved. Next patient is a Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N, Chapman, Sheila.